Hello and welcome to the Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Father Clint Honkamp. Father Clint is a pastor living in Springfield, Illinois. His preaching today is entitled Nicodemus, Witness to Truth.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. John. There was a Pharisee named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. He came to Jesus at night and said to him, "Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher who has come from God, for no one can do these signs that you are doing unless God is with him." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. You know, it would be ridiculous if it wasn't so serious. When you watch the evening news and hear the pundits spin their narratives, we see on 60 Minutes the governor of Florida, Ron DeSantis, who's confronted by a 60 Minute reporter. But when his explanation is given in context, it makes perfect sense. But his explanation needed to be edited so the narrative could be maintained. And there are other narratives, too, based on lies. We have Hunter's computer. We have the dealings on the border, unlike which we've ever seen before. And today's gospel is from John about Nicodemus. Nicodemus knew the narrative of the temple. He was a Pharisee, a ruler of the Jews. He's mentioned three times in the Gospel of John. And the passage that I shared with you from today's Gospel is the first time that he's mentioned. The second time is when he reminds the Sanhedrin that Jesus should be heard by them before they condemn him. And the third time is when Nicodemus assists with Jesus' burial after his death. John's gospel is highly symbolic, and I think it offers us a way through the false narratives that we have to face in our political landscape. Nicodemus is a great example for us, I think, because he came to know the truth, a truth that was contrary to the narrative that he knew so well. It frightened him, the truth did. And so he could only go to Jesus at night, in the secrecy of darkness, so that he wouldn't be seen, so that he wouldn't be challenged, so that he could maintain face when he met with the others in the temple. But he does come to Jesus. He does come to Jesus, and he articulates quite profoundly the truth which he knows. "You are a teacher. You have come from God. No one can do what you do unless you are from God." So many throughout the centuries have tried to change that understanding of Jesus. But it is an understanding that Nicodemus held on to tightly. And it was an understanding that ignited his faith and gave him the courage to stand up eventually and profess Jesus as Lord. Of course, in the midst of all of it, some traditions say that the Pharisees tried to persecute Nicodemus and to drive him into exile, a sort of early canceling of his teaching, an early canceling of his person, of his belief. They tried to erase Nicodemus, but Nicodemus spoke out all the stronger, offering even his own tomb as a burial place for Jesus. What great faith Nicodemus has! What great courage he grows into. As we deal with our own political situation today in the United States, we might reflect profoundly over Nicodemus and ask God for the same courage, for the same faith that he had, to stand up not for someone's misconstrued narrative of reality, but for the truth as we come to know it, a truth that abides, a truth that is universal, a truth that is objective and is not something that someone just constructs out of thin air. Seek to imitate this good man, Nicodemus. Allow him to inspire courage within you so that we can all continue to walk together in faith through the quagmire of politics these days unto our own salvation. Jesus is there, raised from the dead, calling us forward in light and in truth. May the light of Christ inspire our politicians. May they come to know the truth as it really is, and not as they would misconstrue it, simply for the sake of money and power. God bless you today. May God bless you every day during this Easter season, as we walk together to our own heavenly Jerusalem.